To be frank, some people were very disappointed initially because they were expecting to see some new blood, new faces in the government. And what they got on Thursday was a rewind of the same faces. So there was some skepticism, there was some uncertainty about, you know, what we can expect in the next coming days.
So let's talk about the nomination of the finance minister, Mr. Gafoua, going to foreign affairs. Why do you think President Sirleaf made that particular choice?
Well, I think, according to the president, she was looking for someone with some, as you know, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has been engulfed in a lot of problems with the issues of the foreign embassies having problems with their salaries and other things like that. So I think she, according to her, she was full of praise of Gafoua, who she said engineered the heavily indebted poor country's CPIC benchmark, which led to the waiver of some $4.9 billion debt burden. And she said she was nominating him because he would bring to the table the probity in financial management that is so well needed in the diplomatic mission.
Rodney, the weekend before her inauguration, the president met with opposition leaders, particularly the Congress for Democratic Change. And after that, she made a comment about talks being held about an inclusive government. So is it likely that she will appoint people from the opposition in her new cabinet?
Certainly, James, I'm sure we will see. I understand there will be more names released on Friday, on Saturday, and on Sunday, because she has to name the government before she delivers her State of the Union address. I understand by Sunday, the new cabinet will be in place. I know there are going to be more appointments, and we're going to see changes, I understand, at the Ministry of Internal Affairs, at the Ministry of Gender, and a few other ministries. I understand there will also be some room for some opposition people, but how high are the positions remains to be seen.
The last time the president was in the United States, she mentioned her fight against corruption, and she mentioned that the missing link in that fight was the judiciary. Are we likely to see any changes in the, for example, the justice ministry?
Yes, James, I understand there is going to be a change at justice. And I don't know who's going to be there. I understand there was some discussions with the current Associate Justice Cabinet General for that position, but I understand that he declined.
What kind of legacy do you think President Sirleaf might want to build or leave behind in this second term?
The first term of the president was mostly trying to reestablish Liberia's foreign policy and, you know, get international community back more interested in Liberia again after more than a decade of war. I think she succeeded in that. Now, the second term, I think she has a very, very difficult task of implementing a lot of her domestic policies. That is one of the criticisms she received in the first term. We're not sure whether the initial appointments will address those issues.